Montana State News Network.
I'm Dennis Bragg. Rodeo skills are something to be proud of in Montana, but a young man is showing us they are useful for more than just riding and roping, but also rescuing, as Nick Northern explains.
A 14-year-old Montana boy is being called a hero after using his rodeo skills to help save a man from the Yellowstone River. Jory Thomas was camping near Gray Cliff when a group of floaters struck a bridge pillar, sending four people into the water. After one man was swept downstream, Jory grabbed the rodeo rope he had brought on the trip and on his very first throw, lassoed the man and pulled him safely to shore. Check out this incredible story of how one throw turned a potentially tragic situation into a remarkable rescue right now on our website. For the Montana State News Network, I'm Nick Northern.
Governor Greg Gianforte is seeking applicants to fill a temporary vacancy in the Montana Public Service Commission. The opening follows the governor's suspension of Commissioner Brad Molnar. Using his statutory authority, the appointed individual will represent District 2 and serve until July 9th of next year. Molnar is fighting that suspension. Applications are open online through August 5th at the governor's website with a public comment period to follow. A Billings man finding out the hard way that guns and drugs aren't a good combination if you want to stay out of prison. Tracy Taylor has the story.
A Billings man has been sentenced to more than 9 years in federal prison for dealing meth and illegally possessing a firearm. 41-year-old Joshua Rideshorse received a sentence of 9 years and 5 months after pleading guilty earlier this year. Investigators say U.S. Marshals arrested Rideshorse at his Alderson Avenue home in October 2024, where they found 4 ounces of meth, nearly $10,000 in cash, and a stolen handgun. Because of a prior felony conviction, Rideshorse was prohibited from possessing a firearm. Tracy Taylor, Montana State News Network.
This is the Montana State News Network.
For more on these stories and others around Montana, download the Montana State News app or visit montanastatenews.com.